Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to this narrative which is found in some these books, and which I'll just read out to it. I'll read it out to you, and it says, it's ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the words are, "Avvalu man ashfa'u lahu ahla bayti, thumma al-aqrab fal-aqrab, thumma al-ansar, thumma amana bi min al-yaman, thumma sair al-arab, thumma al-a'ajim." And a simple translation reads that the first people whom I shall intercede for will be my household, my family, and then other people of kin according to their order of nearness to me, al-aqrab fal-aqrab, thumma al-ansar, then the people of the Ansar, and then people who have professed faith in me from Yemen, and then all the Arabs, and then all non-Arabs. So this is what this narrative says. And this narrative contains Hafs ibn Abi Dawud, who is regarded to be matruk by hadith authorities. He is absolutely a person who cannot be relied upon, and therefore anything which is ascribed to him cannot be accepted. And as far as Rijal authorities are concerned, they severely criticize Hafs ibn Abi Dawud and regard him to be absolutely a person who cannot be relied upon. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bisiqa, he's not trustworthy. Bukhari says tarakuhu, that people have forsaken him, they have abandoned him. Abu Hatim says matrukun la yusaddaq, that he has been abandoned and he cannot be testified to. Similarly, Ibn Kharash says that he's kazzab, that he's a liar, and yada'u al-hadith, that he concocts and fabricates narratives. And Imam Muslim says that he's matruk. And Ali ibn Madini says that he is Zayif al-Hadith. So in the presence of all this data, in which all our Rijal authorities have severely criticized Hafs ibn Abi Dawud, a narrative which contains his personality and which of course also does not have any corroboration from any other source, cannot be accepted. So therefore, to conclude that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as this narrative depicts, shall first of all intercede for his own household or his own family and then other people, as this narrative describes, is absolutely a concocted narrative and cannot be relied upon and nothing can be deduced from it. As far as intercession itself is concerned, I have explained it in some of my other talks that it has specific rules, and the bottom line in all these is that nothing shall be done there which is against the justice of the Almighty. And similarly, people who are interceded for, they shall be pinpointed by the Almighty, and the person who intercedes, again, he shall also be pinpointed by the Almighty, and whatever that person says shall be absolutely a truth. So in the presence of all these conditions, we can clearly understand how far a status intercession would actually have on the Day of Judgment. So we have to be very careful in all such narratives, that as far as intercession is concerned, of course it is a concept which is found in the Quran as well. But in the Quran, a number of conditions have been imposed on it, and in the presence of those conditions, we can very well see that nothing which is against justice shall take place, and people who are sinners or people who have done a lot of wrong, they shall not go scot-free the way these narratives describe. And as far as this narrative itself is concerned, as I've just pointed out, it has no basis. It is a concocted narrative. And a person like Hafs ibn Sulaiman, he is present in the chain of narration of these narratives and of this narrative. And therefore, we cannot rely upon this narrative. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ